All right, Brad Treliving coming up here in just a moment. He was introduced to the media today, and you know he's been doing this a long time. He looked, sounded very composed, very comfortable, which is what you would expect. And right. You know, Dubas, he was introduced to the media down in Pittsburgh, and I thought he approached it the same way he did most of his pressers up here, right? Like pretty honest, you know, pretty deeply rooted answers, and you know, he spoke about his press conference at the end of the season up here, and you know where he was standing on that, because a lot of people are pointing to it. You know, 2 weeks later, he's already got the job down there, but that's what happens in sports. There's turnover, right?
Right.
People in Calgary, I'm sure 2 or 3 months ago, were thinking Brad's sticking around. Well, he's not, right? He moved on. Now Craig Conroy's running the show out there. Okay,
right.
Let's see what Craig's got. Let's see what Brad brings to Toronto, Kyle the Pitt. It's the way it works.
Yes, that's the business of this game. I mean, guys move around. We talked to Paul McClain. Paul McClain was, you know, assistant coach here. He was head coach in Ottawa. You end up moving around, but you know, it's the relationships that you have. It's the way you treat people and the success that you have. Ultimately, you're judged by what you do. You know, everything else is just kind of window dressing. That's the way. And, you know, OU said, you know, with Kyle Dubas' tenure, 5 years here, they had one playoff round win. That's ultimately it. You've got to find a way
to
get past.
Look at Gerard Gallant. He was Rangers were great last year. They almost took Tampa out of it. This year he's fired. Like, just gone. Someone decides that they got to do something different above you. That's just what's going to happen in sports. People move on. Things change.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And ultimately, if you have a good foundation, right, if you're built well from the top down, then it doesn't mean the world is going to crumble, right? And I think that's the case here. Like Treliving said it today. It's like, I'm walking into a team with a lot of talent and a really good team. Yeah. Leafs have been in the playoffs every year for 7 years. Seven straight years. And none of them have really been that debatable. You know, the first year they kind of squeaked in, but they were so young. It was that 1 year, the last year with Babcock, where it wasn't great, you know, but they were probably going to get in before COVID hit. But besides that, generally by like December, you're like, all right, they're in. They're probably going to get home ice. Let's see what happens, right?
Right.
So that's a good place to be. You know, Brad's walking in here, and he's got a lot to work with here. Yes,
yeah.
There's going to be change. Yes, you know, is it perfect? No. But no organization is perfect, and it could be a lot worse.
Exactly.
It could be a lot worse. You could have no budget, no resources, and a bad team. That's not the case here in Toronto, right?
No. If anything, he's got, you know, you're walking into an organization that has more resources, arguably, than anybody in the league. And, you know, you had 115 points the previous year, 111 last year. We're not worried about the regular season. It's about getting over the hump in the playoffs. So, you know, he's going to be able to sit back and take a look, and it might take him some time to get to know the whole organization from top to bottom, because he's just effectively starting to work, let's call it today, but probably been chipping away behind the scenes the last week or so, but going to take a little bit from top to bottom to get to know everybody.
Sure. Yeah, and that's the nature of the beast as well. You got a big organization here, a lot of people working, and including, you know, Shanahan, the owners, all that good stuff. So here he is. He was introduced officially today as the 18th GM in Maple Leaf history. He's been on the show many times before. This is the first time he's coming on as a Maple Leaf. Here's Brad Treliving. Brad, congratulations. How does it feel to be a Leaf?
Well, it feels good. Thanks, Brian. It's good to be on. I thought, you know, I know I'm not the A-lister. I know we got Noodles and O there. Is Kevin in town today? I don't know if Kevin made the show, but it's good to have you here today.
Kevin's here. Kevin doesn't miss a show, and Kevin's. I'm in a good mood. I'm well. I'm feeling Berkey, good.
Berkey told me Kevin does a good job over there. So I'm
yeah. Well, he was.
I was touch and go, Tree, if that was going to land or not today. If this guy was in a bad mood, his head was going to pop right off of his body.
good to be on, guys, and busy day, but exciting.
Yeah, no, it's great to have you, and I'm curious, you know, if we go back to I guess the way it ended in Calgary, was this always your plan, Brad, to kind of get right back into the game, or did it have to be a situation like this that presented itself for you to decide, you know, I'm going to jump back on the bus and keep running shows, and it just happens to be here in Toronto?
Yeah, there certainly was no master plan. It was difficult. I loved my time in Calgary, and you know, we got to that point and that we moved on, and it was when you're sort of wired to do this, and then all of a sudden it's like doing the 100-yard dash in an 80-yard gym. It just stops. But I'll be honest with you, there was a few days there, it started to, you know, the stress level was down, you know, nobody was really, there was no crisis going on. And I thought, this is not too bad. And then there was a help wanted sign by a little coffee shop by where my wife and I go. And when she was starting to get applications and hand them to me, I thought maybe it was time to get back going. So I was excited when Shani phoned. You know, as I said today, you know, there's all these jobs are a privilege, and it's a privilege to work in the game and in the league. But, you know, there's some that are different, and this is the Leafs. And, you know, I know you guys hear that a lot here, but when you come from the outside and, you know, you come into this market, whether it be play or scout, or it's just something different. So the opportunity, but the responsibility, I'm well aware of. And so I was excited to get back on the horse quick.
Tree, did it have the big feel? Everyone talks about having that position with the Toronto Maple Leafs. With all due respect to different places you've been throughout the National Hockey League, you sit in your office, you just put the pin on anything. Does it have that big time type feel to it?
100%. No. And I've heard people throughout my career, and again, this is no disrespect to anything.
Sure.
At all. But you know it as a player. You go from Carolina to here, and again, there's no disrespect, but going in there today and walking through the room and you see the logo and you look up and you see the pictures, and you know, it hits you today. I'm usually a guy that doesn't, you know, and my wife will confirm, there's, you know, I wouldn't be considered a real emotional guy with things like this, but this one hit me. And I you know, you think of people today, I think of the late great Pat Quinn and just the people that you know, the people that came before, and you see that logo and you see that, you know, the pictures on the wall and the people that have come and the history. It's like I said, it hits you, and it hits different than anywhere else. And, you know, that's real. It's real. So exciting today.
Tree, you talked about kind of observing the team with the outside lens. Now that you're going to be behind the curtain and seeing everything up close and personal, what is the, I guess, thought process on maybe confirming some of the things that you have, whether it's, you know, the talent level, some of the character of some of the guys, like, you know, the culture of the group in the room? Like, are these some of the things on your checklist to try and confirm early on in your tenure?
Yeah, for sure, Noodles. You feel like you're drinking out of the fire hose right now. You know, there's a lot of things to do, but as we go along, to me, that's all about building the relationship. Is you know, at the end, we all know, and the hockey world knows, that this team has got elite level talent, and that's really hard to come by. And I say it all the time. You look at the top guys. You know, look in this team. Look where they were drafted. Look at the number they were drafted. And that, there's pain. There's a lot of pain that you have to go through to get those type of players. So they're hard to come by. We've got lots of talent. Now, to me, it's getting to know people. It's getting to know what people tick. It's them getting to know me. It's building those relationships. Once you have those relationships built, then you know, and there's trust. You can push people. You know, maybe the points that they thought they couldn't before. And you know, the big message for me right now, without, and again, it's easy for me because I'm coming from the outside, and it's my observations. And I was asked today, like, you know, I know we hear about the core four, and again, for me, that's a big lure for me to take this job. Is those are some of the best players in the world, and it's hard to acquire them, it's hard to find them. But I look at, you know, part of how I operate is I'm fiercely protective of my players. And for those players right now, this isn't about, you know, we're not putting all the responsibility at the feet of the core four. And quite frankly, it's not about four. And I don't want to hear that term. I want to hear, this is about the Toronto Maple Leafs. It's not about four guys. It's not about two guys. It's not about five guys. It's about 23, 24, 25 guys that we have in our team. And you know, you treat everybody fairly, but not everybody equally. There's certain guys that will bear more responsibility, but this group, to achieve what we want to achieve, is going to do it collectively. And it's not just by the want and will of one or two or three or four guys. It's going to be the entire group. So that's my early, you know, my early coming in here is, you know, whether it rains or it's sunny, it seems to be, you know, the core force fault every day. Well, let's make sure everybody's engaged. Let's make sure that we've got contributions from everybody, and you need that to have ultimate success.
So, to clarify, that messaging, is that directed to the other players, you know, within the room and the coaches, or is that directed towards the fans and the media? Because, you know, there's so much focus on the core four, and if we're all going to be back, Brad, I'm not sure how. I don't think you're ever going to eradicate that from a fan perspective. Like, there's so much focus on these four guys. So is that about the other 19, 20 guys in the room, or is that are you directing that message to the whole market?
Well, it's to the whole market, Brian. Like, to me, it's and I understand that. I understand that there's frustration when a team that everybody wants so badly to achieve the result ultimately doesn't. And what I know is more often than not, there's nobody more disappointed than the players themselves. So my job's to come here and help. And but you know, when I say this, it's a belief system for everybody. And I know you're not going to come in here and change whether it be a narrative or a thought process just by making a statement. But to me, that's what we're going to keep drumming home with our group, both inside and out. This is about the Leafs. This is about the team. This is about, you know, our group. And we're so fortunate to have some top end talent, but it's about 23. It's about 23, 24 guys. And my job's not to change a narrative just by words. It's all of us to change whatever narratives are out there by actions, and that's what we plan to do.
How different is it to have an idea, or let's say you're having a beer with somebody throughout a regular season and you just make a comment about a team, like that team can't win or they need to do this before they can win, and then you're running a different team and then you have to put some of those thoughts into action with a salary cap and how difficult that is, Brad. Just talk about that experience where, I mean, you knew what the Toronto Maple Leafs were, and now you got to put some of those thoughts you had before into action.
Absolutely, great question. Oh, it's exciting to me, you know, because again, we all manage everybody else's team better than us. We always talk to each other. I can fix your team. I mean, never mind mine, but I got all the answers. So to me, it's exciting. It comes back to the talent level that's here. And, you know, the one thing I keep coming back to, and again, I know there's we get frustrated, but again, then you guys played, at the end of the day, these guys are, you know, I know John's been around in the league a long time, but you look at Austin, you look at William, and you look at Mitch, and these are still young men. You know, they're just still coming into their, you know, own physically. I mean, I was talking to Brendan today, and I think he was like 28 or 29 when he won his first cup. And you can go throughout, and certainly other people that do it at an early age, sure. But you go back in history, you go back, whether it be our league or other leagues, and, you know, I'm a firm believer that you have to build it properly. And then once you've built it properly, you continue to tweak, but you've got to have multiple opportunities. You know, you got to be back at the table year after year and knocking on the door and knocking on the door and knocking on the door. And, you know, we were talking today, in a lot of ways, again, here's the outsider talking about it. You know, when I talked to Shanny and you watched the playoffs, and I remember we were playing in Dallas last year in our first round, and we were on the off day of the Leafs. Tampa series. I thought collectively, Toronto played a better series last year against Tampa Bay and lost than they did this year and won. And you know, so there's there's, you know, events that happen. There's some randomness. There's a luck. There's a, you know, there's a puck that hits the post and goes in, and the next year it hits the post and goes out. So, you know, we got a final. Florida's done a hell of a job. They're a Pittsburgh loss to Chicago away from not making the playoffs, right? So, and I bring all these things up of saying, if we can keep, we keep knocking on the door, you keep knocking on the door, you keep, you make sure you're good enough to be there and give yourself a chance every time, every year on a consistent basis, tweak the areas that you can tweak, then eventually, it's not guaranteed, but your hope is that when the luck is supposed to go your way, it goes your way. When the bounce is supposed to happen, you're there again. We're back here again. We're back here again. And that's what we have to keep in mind. When I know there's lots of frustration, when I know it feels like, oh, we've been here before and we can't get it done. So we continue to look at everything to try to make ourselves better. But you have to put yourself to, in a position each year to hopefully, you know, not only knock through the door, but knock it down. And that's what we intend to do.
With Brad Treliving, new GM of the Maple Leafs, you inherit a coach here in Sheldon Keefe. Does he have to pitch himself to you? Like, how does this work, Brad? And how is that process going to work out? Your evaluation of a coach who's still here and you're the new guy on the block.
Yeah. And I think it's, I mean, like, we're all big boys here. There's no sense, you know, and I've talked to Sheldon about it. It's a unique situation. Maybe there's some uncomfortability, but you know, that's what happens in the business here. You know, we get lots of great things as a result of being involved in the league, and sometimes, you know what, there's things that may be a little uncomfortable. So we're gonna go through the process here. I look at Sheldon, and I've told him, you know, I'm not coming in with any preconceived notions. I know the old, right? It's out of the GM handbook number one. GM, you know, new GM comes in, got to bring his own guy, right? Well, it's sort of like saying, well, I just got to go trade a guy for the sake of trading guy, right? If it's not making a team better, I, you know, you can. It's easy to make a bad deal. And you can do that any day of the week, right? I come in here and I say, okay, I look at Sheldon's record, pretty good record. You know, what has he been, last two regular seasons, 115, 111 points. We haven't had playoff success. We haven't had playoff success. Okay. So Sheldon's, you know, what has he been, 4 years in the league, 5 years in the league, he's a younger coach. you know, then you sit here and say, you know, to me, Sheldon Keefe is on the market right now, he's at or near the top of any of these opening vacancies. So we got to go through this process, and not just because Brad's coming in and Sheldon's here and Brad didn't hire Sheldon. I just don't think it's proper that you have to go bring in your own guy if the best guy for the job is the guy that's sitting here. So that's the process we're going to go through. I'm really excited to get to know him. We've got to move through this quickly. We understand where we are from the calendar, but we're going to be pragmatic. We're going to be thorough. And we're going to, you know, go pedal down here and move through things as quick as we can. But, I'm coming in with no master plan other than we want to get the very best coach, for this team. And I think we got a pretty damn good coach in place right now. Let's just see how things go.
Tree, before we get you out of here, we had an argument earlier about the draft situation. Like, what is we from your view, clarification, do you sit with a beard and a mustache on the side and, you know, do the Bobby Valentine trying to sneak onto the draft floor? Like, what are you allowed to do? What are you not allowed to do? Because we had a spirited argument before you came on.
Well, right now, and that's probably a better question for Brendan. I know there's been some restrictions. We'll try to clarify, I think, in the coming days what those are, and whatever they are. And I've got full faith in the, you know, the staff here, in terms of their preparation for the draft, and you know those things. I know everybody's sitting here going, well, just the draft is coming up, and the manager hasn't been, you know, Wes Clark, who I think does a good job, and his staff, if they're prepared for the draft. So we'll see what's going on, and, you know, if we have to bring up the, you know, the fake afro and, and you know, the rubber gloves, we will. But hopefully, hopefully that can get straightened around or get clarified here in the coming days.
Yeah, you would. I mean, because, like, as of today, you don't have to recuse yourself, do you? Like, if there's draft conversations, are you allowed to be in the room if there was a meeting at 6 with Wes and his team?
Well, we haven't had those yet. I've been sort of doing the circuit here today, so I'm going to sit with Brendan, and I know he's going to have hopefully some clarification here once we get going tomorrow.
Okay. Hashtag get Brad on the draft floor. Get on that floor. Right? It's got to happen.
Yeah.
Congrats on the gig, and you know, welcome to Toronto, and it's going to be a fun ride. So best of luck with it, and thank you for doing this.
I appreciate it, fellas. Good talking to you. We'll see you soon.
You got it, Brad Treliving. New GM of the Leafs. Sounds like he's kind of hoping cooler heads prevail a little bit, right? Like Shanahan, the Flames, they'll figure it out, but I don't know. Well, as of now, yeah. It is what it is.